السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are having a wonderful week and that you all are doing well. So inshallah, we're going to start today with the continuation of Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 186 to ayah number 190, inshallah. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses, beginning from ayah number 186.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ واشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فبئس ما يشترون لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم ولله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 186 to ayah number 190. So inshallah, for theory, we're just going to continue the topic of makharij. Alhamdulillah, in the last class, we were doing the letters that come from the sides of the tongue. So there were two letters that come from the side of the tongue. Number one, we had the letter lad. Today, inshallah, we are going to study the letter lam. So the letter lad we learned is the back sides of the tongue touching the upper side gums. Also, there was a little bit of light pressure on the tip of the tongue, not too much. Adding too much pressure on the tip of the tongue does change the sound. So we do want to make sure that most of the pressure does stay in the back, that mainly it is the back teeth or the sides of the tongue that are touching the upper gums. And there is very light pressure. There will be some contact. This is something that does happen naturally, but we do want to make sure we're not putting too much pressure on the tip of the tongue. Otherwise, the sound of the laud becomes very light. So we're just using the back sides of the tongue and the upper sides, gum. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the letter lam. So the letter lam also uses the sides of the tongue, but here specifically, we are going to be using the tip of the tongue. So the letter laud, remember, did not use too much of the tip. There was not too much pressure on the tip of the tongue. For the letter lam, you are going to be using more pressure. You are using that entire front of the tongue. So you're using the tip of the tongue along with the front sides of the tongue. So you're not only using that very, very tip, but you are using a little bit of the sides as well. And you're going to be touching the gums of the upper eight teeth. So now if you look in the mirror, you can see that the teeth in the front, all of these teeth are going to have contact, the gum lines, with the tip of your tongue. So this is the letter lam. So it's very important that you are using the sides of the tongue along with the tip. Otherwise, the sound can become very light. So if you only use the tip, the sound will be like la, li. So it's very, very light. So you want to use a little bit more of the sides, la, li. So you're going to have a little bit of pressure as well. So this is the letter lam. So again, tip of the tongue along with the front sides of the tongue touching the gums of the upper eight teeth. So just that gum line, you can say some of the letters la, li, lu, el. So you are going to feel a little bit more pressure. Again, try not to make it way too light like you're saying the letter L in English. It's a little bit, not heavier, but a little bit more stronger than the English L. One thing about the letter lam is that you do have the letter lam, sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So this is one of two letters in the Arabic alphabet that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So for permanently heavy letters, we have khussa daqdin kith. So these letters are always going to be heavy no matter the situation. But these two letters, lam and ra, are sometimes heavy, sometimes light, depending on the situation, depending on the word. The letter lam, it is only heavy in the name of Allah. So this is very, very important. Keep this in mind, that only in the name of Allah will the letter lam become heavy. In every other scenario, no matter what harakat is on the letter lam, it is always going to be light. So only for the name of Allah, sometimes in certain scenarios, it is going to be heavy. So keep this in mind. Only the name of Allah, ism jalala, which is the name of Allah. So the letter lam, it is going to be heavy in the name of Allah if the letter before the name of Allah is a fatha or a dhamma. Okay, so the letter before has to be fatha or dhamma. So for example, if we have the word inna allaha. Now inna noon has a fatha, so this is the letter before the name of Allah. Noon has fatha, then the name of Allah is going to be heavy. Inna allaha, allaha. Now you know that the back of the tongue is being raised, so the name of Allah is going to be heavy. So we have fatha also for dhamma as well. Rasulullahi. So here, Rasul, Lam, the letter before Allah, has a Dhamma. So the name of Allah is going to be heavy. The back of the tongue is going to be raised. Rasulullahi. So this is the two scenarios where the name of Allah is going to be heavy. So either a Fatha or a Dhamma. Now, if the letter before the name of Allah has a Kasra, then it is going to be light. So if we say Lillahi, the letter before Allah is lam. Lam has a kasra. The name of Allah is going to be light. Lillahi. So it's very light. You're not going to raise the back of the tongue. And this is the only case where the name of Allah is going to be light. So just keep this in mind. Only in the name of Allah will lam become heavy. In every other case, it is going to be light. So even if you see lam, fatha, lam with a dhamma, it is not heavy unless it happens in the name of Allah. Included in the name of Allah is also Allahumma. So this word as well, because it is the name of Allah, it just has that humma at the end. This is also the name of Allah, so keep in mind that this as well can become heavy. So Allahumma, anytime you say it, it will be heavy. Allah, Rasulullah, this is all heavy. Lillahi, here in this case, it is light because the letter before has kasra. The letter lam is also the part of the letters of tawassut.
Inshallah, we will go over that later on as well. But basically what this means is that tawassut, anytime you have this letter with a sukun, you're just going to rest on this letter for a little bit. So if we have Allahu here, you're just going to rest on the lam just a little bit, not too long. This is part of the letters of Yarmalun. Inshallah, we will cover this later on as well when we do sifat. So just a quick reminder for anyone who does remember this rule that we covered before. It is part of tawassut, it is part of Yarmalun. Inshallah, if you don't remember this, we will go over this later on as well. So that was the letter lam. You're just going to use the tip of the tongue along with the sides of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper eight teeth. So this is the makhraj of the letter lam. Lam is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. It is always going to be light except some cases in the name of Allah. So always light except the name of Allah. So just keep this in mind. It is going to be, if the letter before the name of Allah has a fatha or a dhamma, then it is going to be heavy. If the letter before has a kasra, then it is going to be light. And inshallah, in our lesson, we're just going to go through and see if there is any of these names of Allah. And then we will see, is it heavy or is it light? So let's go back to ayah number 186 and do some analysis of these verses. So starting from this ayah in the beginning, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ. So here, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ, ba is going to be a letter of qalqala. It is part of Qutub Jad. So we're just going to have a little bit of a bounce, not too long. We don't want to make this a fatha, but we are going to allow some of that bouncing sound to come here. لَتُبْلَوُنَّ. And then fi amwalikum, fi is going to be a four count med. We're just going to pull this for four counts because I see that sign of med. So just lengthen that a little bit. Fi amwalikum, mim is going to have tawassut, both cases where we have the letter mim. So just rest on that mim for a little bit, not too long. And then here, fusikum, again, mim has the wasut. Wala tasma'unna. So seen is going to have safir, safir meaning that there is a slight whistling sound. So you're just going to rest on that scene as well. Wala tasma'unna. So you see here on the scene, it just has a little bit of a hissing, a little bit of a whistling. This is known as the sifat of safir. من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم. من قبلكم, قاف is going to be heavy, باء is going to have قلقلة. ومن الذين أشركوا أذن كثيرا. So here أشركوا, this is going to be a four count med. Just pull this for four counts. أذن كثيرا, راء here is going to be heavy. Because we are stopping here, this is going to be a two count med. This is مد العواد. If you are not stopping, you can continue with the تنوين. كثيرا وإن, but because we did stop, we are going to pull this for two counts. كَثِيرًا. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا, صَاد is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is also heavy. وَتَتَّقُوا, قَاف is going to be heavy. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. عَزْم, عَيْن is going to be from the throat. And then أُمُور, رَا here is going to be heavy. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ. So here we see that خَا is heavy, ذَال is light. The name of Allah here is going to be heavy. How do we know it is heavy? We're looking at the previous letters. We have the name of Allah, the letter before is the letter dhal. And dhal, we're going to see, is a fatha. Yes, it is. So we are going to make this heavy. So it is dependent on the letter before. So let's look at the letter before. It has fatha. Therefore, Allah is going to be heavy. Akhadallahu. Akhadallahu. So here you'll see that the back of the tongue is raised. The name of Allah here is heavy. ميثاق الذين, قاف is going to be heavy. أوتوا الكتاب لتبيننه للناس ولا تكتمونه فنبذوه وراء ظهورهم. So وراء, وراء is going to be heavy. This is also a four count med, and the med itself will also be heavy because of the heaviness of the راء. وراء. So just make sure ra is heavy, a is going to be light. Zuhurihim, ra is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is light. Washtarau, ra is going to be heavy. Bihi thamanan qalila. So here qalila, qaf is heavy. And then because we are stopping here, it is going to be a two count med. This is mad al-iwad. If you are continuing, you can just make this a tanween like normal. Qalila fabi' sama. But because I did stop, I will make this two counts. Qalila. And then here, فَبِئْسَ, there's going to be a little bit of a jerking on the Hamza. Hamza has jahar, so allow the sound to stop. فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. And then ra here is going to be heavy, and then we end on a four count mad.
لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون.
So here we have quite a few letters that have the letter ha. So we're going to make sure that we are reading this from the middle of the throat. We do want to make sure that you have a little bit of hot air coming, that you are engaging and squeezing the middle of the throat. So do make sure that you have that sound of the ha.
لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون.
So for both of these ha, make sure they are coming from the correct area of the throat.
يفرحون,
ra is going to be heavy. بما أتوا, بما, this is for count mad. ويحبون, again we have that letter ha, make sure it is coming from the middle of the throat. أن يحمدوا, again we have that letter ha.
بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم,
again that letter ha. So every time it does come in this ayah, make sure that you are reading it correctly.
بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ.
And then here, عَيْن is also from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a four count mad.
وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
So عَيْن, again from the middle of the throat. Hamza is from the bottom of the throat. So we do want to make sure that we are reading them from the correct place.
عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
So عَيْن from the middle of the throat. أَلِيمٌ, Hamza is going to be from the bottom of the throat. For the next ayah, starting with the name of Allah, we're going to see, is the name of Allah heavy or light? So here, وَلِلَّهِ, the name of Allah, the letter before, is the letter lam. So the letter lam has a kasra, and if we have kasra, then we're just going to keep the name of Allah light.
وَلِلَّهِ.
So you don't need to raise the back of the tongue. You're not going to make this heavy. Just keep it light.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
وَالْأَرْضْ, lam and ra both have tawassut. We're just going to rest on these letters. Ra is going to be heavy. Dad is also heavy. Also, dad is not a letter of qalqala. There is no bouncing on the dad. We're just going to rest on this letter.
وَالْأَرْضْ.
So just rest on the dad. You don't want to bounce at all on this letter. Just come to a gentle rest and make sure that you are keeping this letter heavy. Then again, in the next part, we have the name of Allah. We're just going to see, is it heavy or is it light? So we have Wallahu. Wallah, Allah, the letter before is waw. And waw, on top of that, there is fatha. So if you have fatha before the name of Allah, it is going to be heavy. So just make sure you do make that heavy. Wallahu, raise the back of the tongue.
Ala,
ayn is going to be from the throat.
Kulli shay'in qadir,
qaf is going to be heavy.
Qadir,
and then ra here is going to be light.
Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard.
Khalq, qaf is going to be heavy.
Lam is light.
Qaf is heavy.
Samawati wal-ard.
Again, the word here, wal-ard. Lam and ra have the wasl. Dad is going to be heavy.
Wakhtilaf.
Kha is going to be heavy. Ta is light.
Wakhtilaf al-layli wal-nahari.
Ra here is light.
La-ayatin li-ulil al-bab.
So anytime you have the lam here, just going to rest on that with tawassut.
لِأُولِلْ albab.
So just make sure you rest. Again, not too much. You don't want to spend too much time, but you do want to give it a little bit of sukoon, a little bit of time, but again, not too much. And then here at the end of the ayah, we have the letter ba. Ba is a letter of Qutub Jad. It has qalqala, so we're just going to allow a little bit of that bounce when we end here.
لِأُولِلْ albab.
So allow a little bit of that bounce for the qalqala. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 186 to ayah number 190. And alhamdulillah, today we did cover the letter lam. Just a very quick review before the tafsir class. So the letter lam comes from the tip of the tongue along with the front sides of the tongue. So it is using that entire front section of the tongue. And this part of the tongue is going to be touching the gums of the upper eight teeth. So it is not actually touching the teeth, just the gum line. You're just going to say al. So you don't want to have your tongue touching the teeth. I know some people do say it on the edges of their teeth. That is not correct. We're just going to be using the gum line, so we don't need to involve the teeth at all. We also learned that for the letter lam, it is one of two letters in the Arabic alphabet that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So lam is one, and then ra is the other one. Inshallah, ra, we will learn the rules later on. But for the letter lam, It occurs only in the name of Allah. So keep this in mind. It does not happen anywhere else. So if you see the letter lam, you don't need to worry, is it heavy or not, unless it is the name of Allah. And in most of the Qur'ans, the name of Allah is written in red. So you can kind of tell that, you know, the name of Allah is coming up. So this is apparent in most Qur'ans. And then you can figure out, is it heavy or is it light? So how do we figure it out? You look at the letter before the name of Allah. So if the letter before has fatha or dhamma, then it is going to be heavy. If the letter before has a kasra, then it is going to be light. Like we did today, lillahi, here it is light. Or if it's wallahu, then it is going to be heavy. Rasulullahi, then here as well, it is going to be heavy. So again, you're just going to see the name of Allah, see the letter before. If it is dhamma or fatha, then it is heavy. If it is kasra, then it is going to be light. And then the same rule applies for the word Allahumma. This is also the name of Allah, and this is also going to be heavy. So alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of the tajweed part of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.